Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Say that you can't sing, I'm just going to tell you to praise the Lord in your own way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I recognized a long time ago that God created every one of us. And when you sing praises unto your God, he bows down and he's pleased with his children. I know some of us say we can't sing. Some people say I'll never want nobody to hear me sing. But you need to get past it, praise God. And say, I don't care how I sound, my God is pleased with me. My God is pleased with every word of worship that comes out of me. Praise God, because he's so wonderfully done it. Hey, praise God. You might not sing like an angel. You might not can preach like Paul. But whatever God has given you, you ought to use it all to the glory of God. Amen? Praise God. You ought to use everything that you got, everything that he has given you, and let it go to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll praise him. I'll praise him till I have no more breath in this body. Praise God. Because praises is comely in the eyesight of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why I bring praise to you. Oh, every night, every Sunday night, because I want you to know that God loves to hear you praise and praise God. Hallelujah. Where you are listening to God's favorite radio coming to you on Block Talk, praise God, tonight we are so glad of all of you all that has come on tonight, praise God, to worship with us, oh God. Praise God. Yes, Lord. God is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Oh, praise God. We just love the Lord. We love the Lord for all that he has done, all that he's going to do. Because God is doing great things in his children's life. Praise God. Let us go to prayer right now. Praise God. Father God, oh, we are so thankful, Lord God, because you said come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise. Lord God, we are thankful, Lord God, that you have chosen us, oh God, for this such a time. This is a special night, God. You, every night we come on, God, it's a special night you have chosen us for, God. Lord, we thank you. You wouldn't allow it, God, but you allowing us to come on, oh God, in touch with one another, oh God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. God, if it wasn't for grace, God, oh God, we wouldn't be here, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us so much. Thank you, Lord God, for creating us in your own image. Thank you, Lord, for putting a song in our hearts, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we can't thank you enough. Every time we say thank you, God, you put another thank you in our heart, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for a sound mind. Thank you for wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, you teach us, oh God. You train us. You walk with us, you talk with us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. You heals us, you sets us free, God. Oh God, you delivers, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. It's your will, oh God. Oh God, that we be healed. It's your will, oh God, that we be set free. And God, we pray for all those, oh God, that have not come in and known you as their personal Savior, Lord God. That many today, God, many today will have the opportunity, oh God, oh God, to come before you, oh God, and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, that salvation will come into their hearts, oh God. They will be the next Zacchaeus, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Father God. You said you wish that none should perish, oh God. Oh God, that all will come into thee, oh God. Oh God, to the fold, oh God. Oh God, thank you, oh God, for waiting. Thank you, Lord God, that you don't give up on us, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, even if they're in the hog pen, God. Oh God, you said, oh God, you, oh God. Oh God, well, oh God, meet them in the hog pen, God. Yes, God, and draw them by your spirit, God. Thank you, Father God, you have loved us like that. Oh God, you gave your son, God, to die on the cross for us, oh God. Oh God, every one of our sin. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord, for throwing our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them ever again. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, your love just rains down on us. It rains and it rains, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for every mother, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, that done lost a son to prison walls, oh, God. Lord God, everything is for a purpose and a reason. Just comfort her and give her the peace that passes all this understanding, God. Lord God, that she'll stand strong, oh, God, that she won't give in, God, but she'll stand strong in the power of your might, oh, God, and trust you, oh, God, to the end, oh, God. Thank you for every mother, oh, God, that may have lost a violence, oh, God, that she gonna trust you, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Is she gonna, oh, God, believe you, oh, God? Lord God, that God, you gonna, oh, God, take her from glory to glory in the midst of every situation, oh, God. Lord God, everything is for a purpose and a reason, you say, Lord God. And Lord God, yes, Lord God, you won't forget us in the battle. God, surely you gonna take us up and strengthen our feeble knees, oh, God. Cause us to mount up on wings like eagle. Cause us to soar again, oh, God, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, oh, God, everything, oh, God. Oh, not to tear us down, but to build us up, oh, God, and make us to be strong, oh, God. Oh, mighty warriors for you, oh, God. Thank you, Father God, that every sickness, oh, God, is not unto death, oh, God. Yes, Lord God, you are still in the healing business, oh, God. Thank you, Father God, oh, God, yes, Lord God. We praise you, and, Lord, when we praise you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, when the praises go up, oh, God. Yes, God, the blessings will come down. You're going to bless us in the midst of every situation, God. Oh, God, whether we're sick or in bed, God, you will take, could tell us to pick up our sick bed and walk, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for talking with us, oh, God. Thank you for communing with us, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for loving us. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we praise you. Touch everyone that's on, whether they're sick, oh, God, in their bodies, oh, God. Oh, God, touch tonight, oh, God. Take touch. Every man, woman, boy, and child. God, oh, Father God, all those, oh, God, that's been, oh, God, devastated by, oh, God, tsunamis. Oh, God, earthquakes, oh, God, all in Haiti and, oh, God, Father God, even, oh, God, right here in the States where we just had, oh, God, you knew all about it before it happened. Oh, God, we just trust you that everyone be taken care of, oh, God. Lord, over there, oh, God, where they had the tsunami, God, oh, so many bodies are gone, oh, God, and so many is uncounted for. God, we know you know that too, God. God, you have a way, God. Oh, God, just, oh, God, move mightily in behalf of your people. God, let salvation be found in behalf of your people, oh, God. Lord God, oh, Father God. Lord God, no matter what the devastation is, God, we pray, oh, God, Father God, that people will be drawn to you, oh, God, because you have allowed things to happen, this catastrophic things to happen, God. God, you keep on doing it, God, that we may, oh, God, draw close to you, oh, God, and love you and love those whom we don't see. Our hearts go out to them, oh, God, in different places, oh, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, comfort them, oh, God. Comfort ye, my people. Comfort them and give them peace, oh, God, that peace that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And, Lord, if anybody is on tonight, God, Lord, they may need a healing. They may need a touch, oh, God. Touch my neighbor, oh, God. She said she didn't feel good tonight. She has some headaches, oh, God. Lord, touch Mrs. Longino tonight. And, oh, God, strengthen her body, God, where the headaches are plaguing her body. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen her up and build her up. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, remove the headache, God. You're the healer. You're the healer, Lord God. Oh, God, remove the headache from her body, God. Oh, God, Lord God, we don't know what's causing them, and, God, we know that you do. So, God, we can just bring her before you and lay her on the altar, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command right now, in the name of Jesus, that headaches will go, the pain will go. In the name of Jesus, you told us, Lord God, that we can command those things that be not as though they are, were. Oh, God, and we demand that the headaches go in Jesus' name. Oh, no weapon formed against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus. That she, oh God, as she lay down to sleep, she'll wake up early in the morning and dance and shout before you and say, thank you, Lord. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm free of that. I'm free. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. We just thank God tonight because he is the healer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, and I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Bless her heart. That's Minister Peggy Bonnie.
Well, good afternoon. This is God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Area code 504-347-5797 is the number to call after the service, and you can have great counseling or just have a nice talk about Jesus. To listen to our program, the area code is 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. And press 1 if you would like to give a testimony or if you would like to just praise God or ask for a request. Now, this is on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. On Friday nights, Minister Janice Williams at 8 o'clock is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Yes, you can call this number again, area code 714-409-0578 on Fridays at 8 p.m. And you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's word, an encouraging word, a word that you can take and carry on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8. Share it with somebody. Call one of your friends and say, do you know that God's Favorite Radio program is on? And this is the number to call. You may listen to it. Area code 714-409-0578. We have some wonderful people that's listening in today. The Lord is going to bless you, and he's going to give you all the blessings that he can bestow upon you. All you have to do is ask, and you shall receive. Tonight we're going to pray for our people that is in the hospitals, our people that's in nursing homes, our people at home that are just feeling achy and the devil has just got them down with depression. Think about it, friends. All of us go through this, but we need to cry unto the Lord. We need to let him know that we suffer too because God puts us through these things in order to bring us a stronger, make us a stronger Christian if we can trust in him. Remember, he forgives all sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. He executes righteousness and judgment for you're against oppression. He sets you free. He makes known his ways to you. He gives you his grace and mercy in time of need. This is Praise Sunday, and we just want to thank and say thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. Think about it. Another great announcement is that our pastor, Evangelist Vivian George Collins, has written a book, Why Not a Woman? I'm going to read a part of the poem that she got here written, and you're going to enjoy it. Why not a woman? She was fearfully and wonderfully made. Why not a woman? She was chosen to bring forth the Son of God. Why not a woman? She was chosen to lead an army when her general refused to go without her. Why not a woman? She was chosen to be a man's helpmeet. Why not a woman? A weaker vessel, yet strong. A wife, one who could be married and belong to a man. A mother, one who can give birth, to create, to produce, to watch over, nourish, and protect. A prophetess, a woman who speaks of divine inspiration, or as an interpreter through the home the will of God is expressed. A missionary, one who is sent on a mission. Why not a woman? She is generous, liberal, and giving and sharing. She is loyal, faithful to a person. She is loving. She doesn't just talk, but embraces the situation. She is a worker. Her chores are never finished. A laborer before God, prayerful. Why not a woman? Isn't that beautiful? And you can obtain a copy of her books at many bookstores, and it would be a blessing just to read and encourage yourself in the Lord. Why not a woman? It's wonderful that we can come before God and we can praise Him and put it in writing. And yes, it is beautiful. Diligence and faithfulness is one of the joyful things that we must give God the praise for. Servanthood implies diligence, faithfulness, loyalty, and humility. Servants don't complete or grandstand or polish their image or grab the limelight. They know their job. They admit their limitations. They do what they do quietly and consistently. Servants cannot control anyone or everything, and they shouldn't try. Servants cannot change or fix people. Servants cannot concern themselves with those who get credit. Let's serve in the name of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful that we can serve God, we can praise God, we can give an encouraging word. And tonight we just thank you for listening to God's favorite radio program featuring our pastor, Vivian George, and also on Friday nights, our pastor, minister, Janice Williams, on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Remember to tell someone about it, and praise God, you're going to have a wonderful week, because that's the blessing that God has bestowed upon us, and He said to claim it. Yes, claim it. And don't forget our pastor's book, Why Not a Woman? Thank you for listening. Pastor, Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Peggy. Thank you so much. Praise God. I just thank God for you. Praise God. The Lord is good. Praise God. Well, this is Praise Sunday, and our title tonight is Dance Before the Lord. Dance Before the Lord. Now, I know a lot of churches does not believe in dancing before the Lord because they feel that it's bringing glory to self. So they don't allow, many churches does not allow dancing in their church, praise God. So, but dancing is very, very good to dance. Praise God. We know that David danced so hard, praise God, until he danced his top layer of clothes off. So we are to dance before God, whether we are in the church or whether we are at home or wherever we feel like that we can dance. If a shout break out on you, you ought to be ready for it. Praise God. Praise God. So dancing is good. And if you can dance and you put on you some good praise music and just dance before the Lord, oh, the Lord will do great things. Praise God. Dancing brings in God's presence. Praise God. If it's really a dance before the Lord, it ushers in God's presence. I remember when I was a little girl growing up with my grandmother. She had her church in her own home, and I would always wonder, why would all of them just roll on the floor, call holy rollers? And, you know, people back made fun of them, too, how they roll on the floor. But as I have grown in the Lord, I find that all of that was good. Everything God creates is good. And we should not make fun of people that rolls or that dance or whatever, you know. So dancing, we find out in the Word of God, it ushers in God's presence. Praise God. God is pleased with it, what I'm saying. Praise God. God is pleased with our dance before Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Praise God. I just love the dancing also brings God's presence in our midst in a powerful way during our services. So we see, if we just allow it and get into the Spirit of God, it will usher in the presence of God. The knowledge, wisdom, and revelation of dancing before Jesus is meant to move you and me into a deeper relationship, praise God, with Him, praise God. And out of that relationship, He can move in great and mighty ways in our lives. Isn't that wonderful? So, find you a way to dance. If you don't dance in your church, please, I know that there was a lady that I know, everywhere she goes, she loves to go around in the church and dance. But a lot of people stops her. A lot of people, but this lady, they don't realize how real she is when she goes around and she dances around. And I know it might can get out of order, but dancing is so good. You never know what a person is going through when they are dancing. Praise God. God may be lifting them from some burden. We never know. Praise God. Hosea 4:6 warns that my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And Paul in Philippians 1:17-18 prayed for revelation for himself and us, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, this passage says, the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of our understanding, praise God, being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what is the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints. Praise God. So God want us to know some things. He want us to be knowledge of some things. He want us to be knowledgeable of some things about Him. He want us to know that praise is comely. Dancing before Him, He's pleased. Singing His praises, just ushers Him in. Praise God. Praise God. So you don't have to be in a church setting, but it is good if we can come together on any day of the week. Praise God. It could be Monday through Sunday. If you got a praise on, get your praise on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The prophet spoke of the kind of knowledge that grows us as Christians and improves our lives. Praise God. The apostle spoke of the kind of wisdom and revelation that explains what the Lord wants of us and shows us how to practice His thoughts and ways. See, our thoughts are not like God's thoughts. So we just need to be obedient to the thoughts of God. Whatever we read in this word is true. Whatever we read in this word is of God. It's Him speaking to us. So if He showed us where David danced before the Lord and many others, then we can stand on that. Praise God. I believe that in particular, when you dance before the Lord,
the Lord hears us. Praise God. And he just, oh, bows down according to the word. And he just, oh, he is so pleased. He is so pleased. Oh, I just wish people will even catch that into their hearts. How much God is pleased, oh, when we dance before him. Praise God. There are several passages that better describe dancing. And remember how the children of Israel are safe on the other side of the Red Sea and thrilled not to be under the relentless dominions of the devil, the Egyptians. Do you remember that? They danced and they sang before the Lord. Yes, they did. And Moses, look what Moses did, praise God. When Moses and the people recognized that their dreams of freedom had come true, they broke out into a spontaneous dance and celebration. Oh, they got a song that Moses and the children of Israel, they sang. Yes, they did. They sang. Can you see them children skipping and bouncing, praise God, laughing and giggling and spurting and around and in the camp like wild fawns, praise God. Old men and women, slaves for a lifetime, now free and aged and cracked faces, praise God, erupting with grins of joy, prancing about like excited peacocks, praise God. Think about how they dance. Think about it. That will give you encouragement to dance. Just think about how those people look back in there. They had on these big gowns. They didn't have big, nice dresses. We have gotten so dressed these days in our churches. Praise God. Can't you hear how they sang? Strong, resonant, loud voices, shouting with exuberance. You do that in the church now. They want to sit you down and say you are disturbing. But you don't have to do it in the church. You can do it at home. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a time of joy. Oh, I would love to see that happening in the church when we can all sing and dance and shout together. Praise God. Oh, can't you see them? Praise God. Hallelujah. A wild, ecstatic celebration of freedom from Egypt and their miraculous escape through the parting Red Sea. This was what they sang. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider has been thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare a place, a habitation, my Father, God. I will exalt him. That's in Exodus 15, 1 and 2. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. They sung a song. And Moses had another, a long one. I don't have it here before me. I didn't turn to it. But, oh, if you go back and read the song of Moses, praise God. Those people really, really, really shouted and danced before their God. Praise God. That's the first dance song recorded in the Bible. Exodus 15 and 20 continues that ambience of exuberance and reference to the timbrel sound, similar to Psalms 150 and 4. And this is Miriam. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tamarind in her hand. And all the women went after her with tamarinds. You just think about how many women. I think about this every time I read it. Think about how many women. She got her tamarind and all the rest of them, and they trailed right behind her. And, oh, they was beating those tamarinds. Oh, they were dancing. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I feel like jumping out of this chair. Think about how those women danced and shouted before they got. And God blessed them. Look how God delivered them. The horse and the rider were thrown into the sea, they said. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Hebrew word in this verse used for dancing is metakawa, meaning a round dance. The women led by Miriam with the tamarind sang and danced together for joy before God.
See, they didn't do it for anybody else. They didn't do it to please anybody else. They did it to please their God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another example in 2 Samuel 6 tells us about the Ark of the Covenant being restored to Israel. David went to the house of Obed-Edom with all his armies, put the Ark of the Covenant, which was symbolic of the presence of God, on a new cart and brought it back to Jerusalem. In verse 14 and 15 we find, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with linen ephod. So David and all of his house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Oh, my God. Can we get it back in the church again? Praise God. It's lightly now. They take in God for lightly. But there should be a sound roaring out of the church like never before. There should be dancing and shouting with joy, people getting healed, people getting set free, people getting delivered, praise God. Hallelujah. The presence of God has been restored to David and to Israel. You should be able to imagine David out in front of the ark, whirling vigorously. Praise God, the meaning of dance in this passage, while he and all with him shouted and played music in celebration. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As shown in the preceding passage, praise is a physical demonstration to God in a shout, a song, hand clapping and waving and dancing. Come on, church. Let's go. Come on, church. Praise God. The word dance, taken from various Hebrew words, means turn, twist, move in a round skip and leap, singing and shouting, often accompanied dancing. Psalms 32 and 11 calls us to shout in praise. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Praise God. The word is telling us what to do. We are so disobedient sometimes. Sometimes God is telling us what to do when we're in the church and we just sitting there and we stuck. We are stuck. We don't want to move. Oh, praise God. Let's look at the New Testament example of dancing. This is one in Acts 3 and 8 where the lame man was healed at the gate of the temple. Praise God. And look what it said. And he leaped up, stood, and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, deliverance can happen when we all get together, because there is more, oh, the more there is that come together, praise God, the greater that we can tear down Satan's kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. With much joy, the healed man entered the temple, leaping and praising God, dancing because of his healing. Praise God. So, oh, you know, when people come, oh, they can be healed, praise God, and set free. Praise God. And we can believe. We can have the faith. We can have the, the understanding of what God is going to do when we jump and shout and praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the temple. What did he tell us to come together for if it wasn't for us? Together, together. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said, come unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. When we rejoice in sincere joy, God is glorified. When we rejoice in sincere joy, when the joy of the Lord come upon you, hallelujah. Oh, you must dance, 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 dance. You must sing, you must pray, you must shout when the joy of the Lord comes upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what God, that's why where he brings in Pentecost. We looking for a new revival? Then we got to start dancing and shouting before God and believing him. We got to believe for Pentecost. Oh, Satan has stolen one of the most effective expression of praise and weapons of warfare. Yes, Satan has stole it from the church. Can you believe it? Hallelujah. What a shame. What a shame. We have allowed Satan to come in and take over what God wants us to do. Motivation for dancing is the key, as with almost everything. We must dance only to glorify God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The principal message of the Sermon on the Mount and much of Jesus' ministry, I believe, centered on human motivation. He said in several times of the gospel, "Woe to you, you hypocrites! Warning to those who live one way and act another." Praise God. Praise God. God wants us to be fervent in our dancing and joyful sounds going up to Him. Oh, praise God. His reference to us being the salt of the earth, we need to be salty again, and the light of the world. Our lights need to be shining brighter. Praise God. Emphasis His seriousness about our lives, being an example of victorious living, and that we trust demonstrate His word and our lifestyle. And our lives don't cause others to see that Jesus is desirable. We have failed the demonstration, His gospel. Paul in 1 Corinthians 2:4 encouraged us to live the salt and the light life. Praise God. And my speech and my preaching was not of enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Praise God. Oh, praise God. You may not know always what to say, but God will open your mouth, and He will speak. He tells you to just open your mouth, and He will speak through it. Oh, if you just get on out there and dance, God will dance with you. Oh, praise God. He will dance with you, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, because He will encourage you. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. He's the final juror. Surely He knows. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. And I thank one young woman. Oh, praise God. Oh, God, if one get up, praise God. Oh, praise God. We got to show forth God's praise. That's what we got to do. We just got to show forth God's praise. Hallelujah. It says, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has preached me to bring deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Jesus said in Luke 4:18, God spoke this passage to me when I started ministry years ago. God spoke that particular, and I posted it up on my wall in the front. It is posted. Praise God. And then not only that, God also listed in His word, praise God, what He has given to the church. Praise God. In the New Testament, in Ephesians 4:11, and through 13. And He said He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come together in unity of faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto a measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. God has everything planned. God has everything in control. And God, praise God, this world will not close until everything has come into perfection. And now look at 1 Corinthians 12:8-11. For to one is given the spirit of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. All these should be taking place in the body of Christ. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one in the same self spirit, dividing to every man several as he will. God has given all this in the church if we only know how to come together in operation. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, sometimes it requires effort on our behalf to deny or ignore the faith, deliverance and prophetic errors and dancing as emotional outbursts of the Holy Rollers than to deceptive the good from the bad. However, the Bible commands us rightly to divide the word in 2 Timothy 2:15. Praise God. Hallelujah. I say to you tonight, find your place to dance. Hebrews 12:28 tells us to worship God acceptable. Worship him. Praise God. With reverence and awe. And how can dancing and shouting and leaping and waving my hand square with this and other verses? Praise God. We got to do it. We just have to do it. Praise God. We need to do it. We are letting God down because we cannot express ourselves on what he wants us to do. Pray based upon what you have read in this, I just read to you tonight. God wants us to meditate upon him. There's a list of reasons why people in the scriptures just read and don't dance. But we need to get more power and motivation from God. Go back into the word. Study the word to show thyself approved. Praise God, and get with God, and let him move you. Let him move you. God wants to move us. He don't want us to be stagnated. He doesn't want us to be cast down. He wants us to give him all the glory that's rightfully due to him. Praise God. We have a right to praise. God has made us for a purpose and a reason, people. God has made us to be worshipers unto him, to adore him. Praise God. He said he made us in his own image. I can never forget the scriptures that we read. And we always remember them. I know you do too. How God, when the devil was on their back, and Pharaoh's and all his army was drowning in the sea, God delivered them. God delivered them. They danced before God and shouted and praised God for his deliverance. Praise God. Oh, God. And David said he prayed 3 times a day. God says Jesus died. We can praise and sing God all day long. Oh, I just want to talk to you some more on this, but I have to go. My time is running out. I pray God's blessings upon you. Praise God. And I pray that God will meet with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance towards you. I'm praying God blessing upon you this week, that you will receive a blessing that you just wasn't even expecting. Because I know God can do it. I believe God can do it. Oh, he said if we believe and if we trust him, God can do anything but fail. So God said in his word, said if I put the blessing up on you, he will bless you. So if it's your season, it's time for you. Praise God. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. May he withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before him. Be blessed now and have a good week. Bye-bye.